It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Stephanie Poole, Community Impact Liaison with the United Way of Acadiana. Before we know it, taxes are going to be due. You've got a program that's going to help people either get assistance or give assistance.
We do, yeah. Our VITA program, it's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And what that does is they set an income threshold. Last year was $64,000. Anybody elderly, disabled, English not being their first language, anybody under $64,000 in income, and that may change this year, can have their taxes prepared for free by our volunteers who are trained by the IRS.
So right now, at this time, are you guys looking for volunteers to help get instruction?
Absolutely. We're starting to recruit our volunteers for this year for all of our different sites. We're going to need several different types of volunteers.
If someone wanted to volunteer or find out more about getting instruction to be a volunteer, about how many hours are required?
The trainings are going to be provided, but we're going to probably do it a little different this year. In years past, we had done it maybe all in one day. I think we're going to try to split it up a little bit. And then, of course, the training is different depending on which volunteer role you're going to choose. So if you're a tax preparer, that's going to be, you know, that training. But if you're going to be a site coordinator, that's going to be a little extra training for the quality reviewers as well.
Do you need to already have any kind of training before you go in to volunteer for this?
You do not. We're gonna give you that training. It comes from the IRS, and so we do the training here, and you don't have to have prior knowledge.
Tell me about some of the different positions that you guys are going to be looking for.
Sure. We have several different jobs that are going to be available. One of those is like greeters and screeners. Of course, they're going to greet the taxpayers and sign them in, ensure that that taxpayer has all their necessary documents, you know, monitor the site traffic to ensure that the taxpayers are checking and receiving their assistance. That kind of thing. We're also looking for interpreters, anybody that can interpret into a different language or even a sign language would be great, just to be able to assist those who need a little extra help, you know, working with their tax preparer. We have instructors. They're instructing the tax law and the tax preparation. They're, you know, doing the trainer class, basically. The tax preparer, of course, is going to be one of the main ones that we need. They're going to prepare basic and advanced tax returns, interview taxpayers to ensure all income, allowable deductions, and credits are claimed. They're going to assist taxpayers with completing their own taxes by using the VITA tax software. That is an option also, to go on our website and go through the VITA tax software and prepare your own taxes for free. Then we have our site coordinators. The site coordinator provides coordination, organization, supervision for each VITA site, coordinate schedules for volunteers, compile reports and volunteer hours. And then we also need a lot of quality reviewers. So the quality reviewer is going to review each tax return that's completed by a volunteer, correct any errors, and provide substantive tax knowledge and guidance to volunteers. Also assist the site coordinator in ensuring efficient operation of the tax site.
Doing taxes is not the most exciting thing to do, but it's got to get done. You've got to do them every year. And this is just definitely one way and one resource to get their taxes done.
Absolutely. And the volunteers that we've had in the past, most of them come back year after year because it feels really rewarding to them to be able to help out their community in that way.
Are there certain locations that this is going to happen so that everyone can bring their tax information in a certain day, or is it a certain set of days?
It's going to be certain sets of days for different sites. As of right now, we do have the Assist Agency, SMILE, Acadiana High, and the St. Mary Community Action Agency. But we are in the process of adding more sites. We're in talks about contracts and using facilities and that kind of thing to add on some more sites. But then we'll also do super tax days in all of our service areas. Those are going to be days where people can come get their taxes done and not necessarily have to have an appointment ahead of time. So basically there's time for anybody that wants to volunteer. Some of the sites will do only Saturdays, on weekends. Some will do evenings. Every site's a little bit different in their hours, and so there's sure to be a site that your availability for volunteering.
Oh, so it's going to work with your schedule, so you can volunteer as much or as little. It's really pretty good knowledge to know about all these tax laws and everything that's coming out. It changes each year. This is would be one great way to get more in experience. Is this even open to college students to kind of volunteer, and they can even kind of get a basis for finances?
For sure. We actually are kind of targeting our local colleges, any accounting, business, finance, and even sociology type programs. United Way of Acadiana, we work mostly with our ALIS population, and so we want to include any of the prospective career choices that would work with our population.
If someone wants to find out about volunteering, or maybe has a few questions they'd like to ask about the VITA program, how do we go about getting more information?
So you can go to our website, is unitedwayofacadiana.org, and then you're going to choose volunteer. But they've also got, you can do unitedwayofacadiana.org/VITA, and it'll come up to where you can choose if you're looking to volunteer or if you're looking to have your taxes done.
Everything all in one place, all on the website. Stephanie Poole, thank you so much with VITA. Thank you once again with the United Way of Acadiana.
Thank you so much.